This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Massive online open courses, also known as MOOCs, have become a popular way in recent years to take a course at a prestigious university without having to pay for it. You can view the course material online and follow a lesson plan. Some of these require payments for any kind of official certification, but the lessons are free, and several universities, including MIT, Harvard, and Dartmouth, are offering these. One MOOC at Dartmouth uses illustrations made by the Vermont Center for Cartoon Studies to help teach basic engineering concepts. Joining me now with more on this is David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org. David, welcome.
Glad to be here.
What is this course designed to teach?
Well, it's not really an introductory to engineering course. It's almost sort of one of those, you know, engineering for poets kind of approaches for, you know, bright high schoolers or journalists or other people. Sort of some basic engineering principles when designing and building structures, things like tension and compression, things like that.
And one of the interesting things about this MOOC is that it's using customized illustrations to make each lesson extremely clear. How's it going about that?
Well, that's how I got into it. The story, actually, I was doing a story about the Center for Cartoon Studies in Vermont and White River Junction, which interesting school that gives a master's in fine arts and cartooning, and it's turning 10 this year. And as part of it, they mentioned, hey, here's an example of where, you know, cartooning has been used in this particular MOOC, and that's how I found out about it. And the idea basically is if you want to make principles clear to people, frequently an illustration is a way to do it. And, you know, you get all these sort of technical illustrations you'll see in textbooks, but why not make it a little friendlier, a little more accessible, you know, and introduce a character or almost a narrative around it. In this particular course, the Professor Vicky May at Dartmouth, she got together with a graduate of the Center for Cartoon Studies named Catherine Roy, and they sort of brainstormed what to do, and they came up with a character that's an owl. And it basically during the course of the course, while you are working through the different levels, the owl builds things to solve the problem that you keep encountering. And I think it's a very effective way to do it. I mean, looking through it myself, and you talked about MOOCs, which is just an awful name, of course. But anyway, these massive free online courses, and they were a really hot thing like 3 or 4 years ago, and now people aren't quite sure what to do with them. And because most people who start them don't actually finish them, which has certainly been my experience with most of the ones I've tried. But having this illustration and then this narrative really made it easier to keep going in the course.
How many people are enrolled in this MOOC?
Well over 10,000 have enrolled in at some point. It's been around for a couple of years. In fact, she's going to be doing a 2.0 version of it. I mean, I don't know how many of those have finished, which, again, as we say, is one of the things about MOOCs. For a while, it was first online, sort of live, and you could follow along with the professor and the lesson plans, and there were certain materials that were available. Some of those materials are no longer available because it's not live, but all the material's right there in the archive, and you can go wade through it anything you want. And, in fact, one of the things that Professor May talked to me about was she sort of regards MOOCs as not really a class, or at least this one, not as a class so much as a textbook, which I think is a really good way to think about them, is it's not something that's designed to do the same thing as if a teacher was there teaching you, but it's to do the same thing that a textbook does, is to help guide you, and it might be enough sometimes, and sometimes it might not. And when I look through her course with kind of that thinking as a textbook, I find it very effective. I learned a couple of things that I'd always been slightly confused about and embarrassed to admit to my engineering friends, you know, difference between tension and compression, for example. And I was able to pick it up, partly because of the cartoons, but partly because of the material.
And like a textbook, you could sort of pick it up where you left off at any time on your schedule.
And you can flip through it and you can skip some parts and jump in on others, and that may or may not work, and you might have to go back. But it's all there and you can do it anytime.
And this particular MOOC is not a replacement for Engineering 101, but are there MOOCs out there that could be replacements for entry-level courses?
Well, that was the thinking. And that still is the thinking to an extent, is that particularly for entry-level courses, is that a free online course might be a way to get higher-level college education to more people, and particularly, you know, the third world or people who couldn't otherwise afford to go anywhere. I'm not sure that's entirely worked out for the reasons we said. And my own experience is when I'm going through a MOOC, if I don't have a teacher yelling at me, I don't actually do the work, and so I end up dropping it. I don't finish it. There's just something. It's more human nature. It's not a function necessarily of the material. So what has happened with most MOOCs is the business plan around them, anyway, is to turning them into sort of professional certification programs online or business certification, things like that. So you can go in and you can get a certification, which usually requires you have to pay them, as you mentioned, saying that, yes, I've taken a course from this particular online or this particular college, which taught me this one specific thing. It's not the same thing as taking, you know, an English class, but maybe you've gone in and you've taken the course to learn a particular type of software or something like that. And that seems to be where they're most effective at the moment, anyway.
Well, thanks very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who paid full price for A Lesson in Geekiness before realizing there was a free MOOC on that very subject at graniteGeek.org.